Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Things that drive you crazy. You're a really easygoing guy, and I know that you don't really go crazy very often, but there are some things out there that kind of irritate you a little bit, I'm sure. And no industry is without its flaws, and the financial industry is certainly no exception to that. And I thought maybe you could tell us about a time when you encountered some of these issues and how you've been annoyed by them. I know, I feel in my heart 100% that you have had some folks come in to have you take a look at their portfolio, and you found all these hidden fees that they didn't even know about. And I guess you can lay the blame for that, a lot of it, on whoever the advisor was or whoever sold them that particular product and didn't explain it.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times people kind of hear what they want to hear, but I will say the most of what I hear regarding hidden fees are about expense ratios of mutual funds and about all the fees that go into a variable annuity. So costs and fees are really, really important to understand in all of your business dealings, but financial services included, or maybe especially. But also, Ron, do you know anybody who is always on a quest to get something for nothing?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Those people are not that fun to be around. So I think it's important for people to understand that there are costs and fees. They just shouldn't be hidden. You need to make sure that you're getting value for the fees that you're paying and that the fees you're paying are transparent to you. And then I think you're on a good level footing with the financial professional that you're working with.
Oftentimes it can be a really rude awakening when you find out what those fees are, and you didn't even know they were there. So that's really a painful process to go through. We talk so many times about how you are a fiduciary. That means you have a relationship with your clients, and of course, you always have their best interests at heart. However, there are some people out there in the industry who are not that way, or not driven by that same desire to truly serve their clients. There are advisors out there who put their own goals ahead of their clients, and I know that's probably one thing that really frustrates you, just knowing that.
Yeah, it does. And I think our industry does a pretty good job of policing itself. There's certainly enough rules out there in our industry and in every industry, but there are always ways to skirt that. So I'd encourage every listener, as you're working with your financial professional, or if you're interviewing financial professionals, a couple of things you always want to ask. One is, how do you get paid? Because as the client, you've got to understand you're paying them in one way or another. And then the second thing I think you should always ask is, are you acting as my fiduciary? And what that means in shorthand is you want someone who has not only the moral but the legal obligation to represent your interests ahead of their own. Those are two really important questions that you need to understand the answers to so that you are in a good, mutually beneficial relationship with your financial professional.
You know, David, one of the things we talk about a lot on this show is the fact that everybody is different. Everybody's situation is unique. There is no one size fits all when it comes to financial planning. And that's why it's so important for folks to come in and get their specific questions answered and tell you about their specific financial situations. You can give all kinds of good generic advice here on the radio, but can't really get specific without knowing what that individual's situation is. I know that there are some people in the financial industry who make their sales pitches, let's say, and they do it in such a way that, you know, it's like one size fits all planning, and there's just not really room for that. And I know that's not the way you operate.
Yeah, I think that's a really low bar in our business, and I think people deserve better than that. I actually met with a terrific couple earlier this week for the second time. And he was telling me about a friend of his who recently retired in Florida. And he had rolled over his retirement dollars to a company that almost every one of our listeners has seen a commercial for on TV. It's a company in Southern California. Mm-hmm. They advertise very heavily on TV. But the sales guy, well, he only lives in and covers Florida. There are no asset managers. There's no relationship managers in Florida. Everybody else is in California. So what this person quickly came to find out is there would never be a face-to-face with anyone except the sales guy. So if that's what you want out of your retirement planning and out of the advice that you're getting, then you should go and do that. But most people that I know, most of the clients that I work with, want to have someone who they can sit across the table with, who they know is acting as a fiduciary, and they want to be able to ask open-ended questions and get real advice that's specific to them. So, you know what? It's a big world, and there are roles for everybody. But just make sure you've thought through, do you want more of a cookie-cutter approach, or do you want something that's customized for you, your family, and the next generation?
You know, this business is so much about relationships, and I know you pride yourself on that. And you not only, I mean, you get to know your clients, but you become friends. And it's really important, it seems to me, to have that one-on-one relationship, to know who you're dealing with and know that that person really has your best interests at heart.
Agreed. I think so. That's a lot of the reason why we do taxes, estate planning, and investments for our clients. The more we get to know about somebody's financial life and their family life, those are all important things when you're talking about estate planning and future taxes. So the more we know, the better job we can do.
We're talking about things that drive David crazy. Now, he's not a crazy guy. He's a really calm guy and really easygoing and everything else. And not too many things would drive you crazy, David, I know. But there are some things that kind of bother you a little bit. And I know that, like, buzzwords and jargon, there's some people who really try to dazzle you with their fancy words. And some of this jargon that doesn't mean anything to the average person, this financial speak, and that's not the way you operate at all.
Well, it isn't, but I'll guarantee you that occasionally, after you've been in the business, if you've been doing this business for 20 or 30 years, there is stuff that you say that is totally clear to you that just might not be totally clear to the person on the other side of the table from you.
Yeah.
So, but I hear those buzzwords all the time. They're especially prevalent in the annuity world. So, you know, whether it's a roll-up rate or guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefits, people get confused with fees versus commissions. Well, that's totally clear to me, but for the average individual, those things run together. You can play a lot of games with average rates of return. So what I would encourage every listener is, as you're talking to a financial professional, whether it's somebody you're interviewing or somebody you're already working with, if they throw out a term that you don't understand, you should just stop the conversation and say, and be self-confident enough to say, you know what, I don't have any idea what you just said. And then, if you're working with a person you really should and want to be working with, they're going to unpack that for you so that you can understand it.
Well, here's a related situation here. Financial plans that some folks roll out consist of dozens and dozens of pages. It's like, you know, they always say, read the fine print. This is a situation where nobody's going to read all that stuff, and certainly the average person is probably not going to understand what it all says. And
yeah,
I know you pride yourself on making things clear.
Well, I do, and I've certainly seen enough financial plans that have been rolled off of laser jet printers that maybe stack up to 40 or 50 pages that look really impressive, but when you start going through them, they're mostly boilerplate.
Yeah,
they could be related to anybody, not necessarily you. Paragraph after paragraph of generic information. So really, finding your information in that stack of paper can be really tough. So as you're looking over your financial plan that you might have, you know, found on the internet or you got from your current financial advisor, the things that you want to make sure that you understand are some of the really critical assumptions. Expenses going forward, inflation going forward on those expenses. What kind of taxes are you going to pay? And what are the impacts if tax rates rise in the future, which I would contend that's very highly likely. And then what rate of return is this piece of software assuming that you're going to get year after year after year on your investments? The results can vary dramatically with little changes in inflation rates and rates of return. So, Ron, financial planning can take on a whole lot of different forms. And I think what's important to me and what I think people should spend a little bit more time than they do is making sure that the plan they're operating under, especially if you're over 50, is customized to you. what do you want your waning years of work to look like? What do you want your early years of retirement to look like? And how prepared do you want to be for long-term care expenses that may come your way? So as you're listening today, saying to yourself, okay, my plan doesn't really cover any of that stuff, I offer something called a financial CPR. It's a complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.